Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Down the blind, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle has won!
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Going to go through some of the Supercoach questions that are in the Roo Crew this week. Now, these were taken before Team List Tuesday. We just ran out of time to answer them before, so I'm going to go through and answer some of them with the context of what we know now. And if not, guys, a lot of these questions would have been answered in Beers and Break-Evens this week, which I'm sure you guys have already got stuck into and consumed. All these questions from the Roo Crew, link is in the description if you want to check them out. My 5'8", Kathmandu.
Yo.
You're going to read through the questions for me?
Yeah, I just thought I'd give you a hand with this one.
Pick a question, Kat.
All right, let's start with Kieran. By the way, there are so many comments on this post.
Yeah, it's unreal. It's fucking great. By the way, if you are in the Roo Crew and you're one of the people consuming this content, feel free to start like answering each other's questions too. Start to throw in your own suggestions. If you see a question that you think maybe you can help with or lean someone in one way, because it's very hard for me to get around to answering 1,000 fucking questions a week. I love it. It is unreal. But don't be afraid to just read through the comments and help other people out and whatnot. That's what this community is all about. And at the end of the day, it's just my opinion. It doesn't mean I'm right in my thoughts on it.
It's usually wrong, to be fair.
I didn't ask for Kat to say that. I didn't need that to be thrown in. It was nice to be humbled occasionally, but I'd love if she'd give me a little pick-me-up at some point over the next couple of weeks. It'd be thoroughly appreciated. But by all means, please go in there and help each other and give some responses to each other, maybe have some arguments in there, maybe a few stinks. That'd be great to see. Yeah. I'd be all for it.
So that when we have the Roo Crew meetup, there's just some immediate biffs.
Yeah, we could have like a little boxing ring set up, sort out some air some grievances.
Yeah. Also, I think if there's a question in there that you agree with, just like it, and then we can target the most liked questions as well.
Very good question. If there is something that you think stands out, like it, so we know the sort of stuff you want to be answered. What's cool. Kieran's question, right, Kathmandu?
Kieran has asked, am I crazy for wanting to target Dearden over Dillbags?
No, you are not crazy at all, Kieran. Dillbags has been very underwhelming this year. Tom Dearden is in a team that just they just refuse to defend, so they're always chasing points. He is always front and centre of it, so it's not something I'm going to do. I don't quite have the balls to do it, but I think it is a very, very good play. I've just got other fires that I want to put out elsewhere, but I think it is a play that is seriously worth considering.
Okay. Jack Tyrell. Good name, Tyrell. It's a good rugby league name. Hey, Coach Roo, thoughts on Galvin to Mam with Renault gone, Mam to step up?
Yeah, I get where you're coming from here. I don't like Ezra Mam as a super coach player. I love him as a footballer. Don't love him as a super coach player. He just has to do so much to score. He's a bit like Reece Walsh in that vein. And look, you know what? I agree with you. I do think Ezra Mam steps up and does a little bit more, but I don't think that changes his base and his floor all that much. I'm sure he might come up with a few more attacking attacking stats, but he'd want to come up with attacking stats, or he's not going to score well. And especially during this Origin period where there's going to be so many guys missing, Ezra Mam, not for me. When you're talking 5'8", I would rather have Tommy Dearden, and I think I would rather have Dill Brown as well. Ezra might have a higher ceiling, but if Dearden or Dill Brown just come up with a attacking stat, they'll probably beat him. So it's a no from me, but Ezra Mam's a ballsy player. We know what he's capable of. We saw him in a grand final score 3 tries in 15 minutes. He has an upside that not many guys do in our game or have ever had. So I get it, but it's not for me.
Okay. Speaking of Tyrell, Billy Poison wants to know. He said, sold Tyrell May before last week's blitz. Are we getting him back in after his recent performance?
No. You sold him for a reason. Just because he scored, he's a front row forward that scored tries. That isn't going to happen every single week. You made a decision to sell him. Stick with that decision. He's got a break even of, I think, 15, which is good for me. I hold him. I'm going to make a little bit of money. But how much money are you realistically going to make? If he comes out and scores 30 points this week, which is very fucking likely, you've used a trade to make a couple of bucks. You made the decision to sell him. I don't think it's a bad decision. With all these guys coming back into this Roosters team and them being as stacked as they are, he probably won't get as many minutes. Maybe he does, but I doubt it. So no, definitely do not go and buy Tyrell May back. If you've sold him, you've made your decision, you've made your bed, and as much as him scoring the other day made you feel like it was a bad decision, I still don't think it is. So no.
Don't go back to your ex.
Don't go back to your ex.
It's a very simple analogy, but there's a reason it didn't work out the first time. Just let it go.
Shout out to you, Josh Durkin. What do we got next?
Down Under Devil. Seriously, what's doing with 5'8"? Give me someone, anyone.
Fuck, it's a 5'8"-a-thon at the moment. Mate, I don't know. They're all shit. Let's be honest here. They all suck at the moment. Even when individuals play good footy, they don't seem to score that well in Supercoach. I'm okay with Galvin at the moment. There really isn't that much difference between Galvin and anyone else at the moment. Tommy Dearden might be the guy with the most upside with their decent run at the moment, but honestly, no one is jumping out of the ground and saying, I have to be in your team. So I'm not going to waste trades on it until someone actually emerges as the right guy to get, Kat.
Fair enough. Okay. Speaking of cash, Finn Rosenberg says cash isn't an issue. So purely based on who will score better, should he pick Isako or Garrick?
Mate, aren't we having some cracking names? Finn Rosenberg.
Yeah.
That shit's sounds strong.
Like, sounds like a Hollywood actor.
Yeah, it sounds like a Hollywood actor for sure. Yeah, that's great.
Academy Award winner, Finn Rosenberg. He could be a director as well.
A director, yes. A very successful director too.
Yeah.
I like that. Cash is an issue, purely who just Isako or Garrick. I think Isako, but Garrick, I don't know, moving to fullback during Origin, maybe that bumps him up. I've never been huge on Garrick, and I know all the stats say, shut the fuck up, Guru, you're an idiot. But I've just never been huge on him as a centre. But I'm a little bit biased. I just prefer Isako. I don't like Garrick at centre. So I would go Isako. But, up to you guys there.
Garrick's been in the firing line for not passing the ball enough. He's got some really angry people these days.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're mad at Garrick because he didn't pass the ball to Jason Saab because you got him in your team, Jason Saab's a very good footballer, but he has historically been a pretty bang average Supercoach player. If he's not scoring tries, he doesn't score well in Supercoach. So a lot of you out there that took a huge punt on Jason Saab, I back how bold
you were.
I don't
think it's a Supercoach decision. I think it's because they had Saab as part of their multis and they were disappointed he didn't get a try.
Sure, but there's a lot of – Jason Saab was a bit of a pod play about 2 weeks ago on Supercoach.
Yeah, when
he
came back.
And a lot of people got him. Me and Tim just hosed it down straight away, and this is why. If he doesn't score tries, you're getting 20s, and you had to pay a decent amount of money for him as well. So hard pass, and if you're complaining about your multi fucking up, shut the fuck up.
And don't be messaging players because you didn't win your multi. That's ridiculous.
Don't even say it. Just shut up.
Yeah, shut up. Shrewd AU, hey, Gurunator, I want to upgrade either one of DWZ or RTS to Isako. Who do you think is the move? I think DWZ has more upside because his break even is scary.
Yes, interesting. Oh, I'm so torn on this. I don't have DWZ, but it's been he's been really disappointing, but he's been a bee's dick away from scoring a number of tries, and I think the Warriors could hit form at any moment. They have got the Roosters into the Panthers, though, which isn't ideal. At the same time, Rogers getting – like, DWZ's getting all the ball and not doing much with it. DWZ's getting no ball and actually doing okay with it. I don't know what to read into this situation, and I just know that as soon as you sell Roger, the Warriors are going to play him at fullback and then you'll be scrambling to get him back. I'd be holding both at the moment. Surely there must be someone else you can move on to. If I had to choose one of them to move on, it would probably be Roger at the moment though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm holding Roger for what it's worth.
Yeah. RTS, he's the man.
He is the man.
Blake underscore 89. Do we fade out Armstrong and wait till next week? Sorry.
It's good to get one back on Cat.
It's giving, what's that? Silence of the Lambs? Have you seen that?
Yes.
Yeah, don't ever do that again.
I would... Farlong goes like 339K, right? Now, Pappy's, I think, 4 to 6 weeks. If Pappy's back in 4 weeks, of those 4 weeks, one of those weeks, I believe, is a bye for Melbourne. So Farlong is actually only going to play 3 games at fullback. He's also under an injury cloud himself. I'm going to Armstrong this week. I think Armstrong as a play is about 140K cheaper. Hiccups. Thank you, Kat. Jeez, karma came around quickly there. He's about 140K cheaper, negative break even, locked into that spot long term. I would be going Armstrong and I am going Armstrong.
Would you say that you're making us strong? No, I'm not going to make
Thank
that joke.
Thank you. Let's move on. Sorry about Kat, guys.
I'm a bit special sometimes. Okay. Wayne 91. Okay, Guru Gang. That's you and me, I think. Need a second rower to trade in for Lane. Can't get Fifita. Could get a Sarko via Jules. And at the moment, I'm thinking Plath. Time for some Plathematics. He said, cheers, legend. And then Horny Harry. Sorry.
She could have just said Harry and got away with it. She didn't.
I can't deal with these names. Can you read it?
Harry then said, I really reckon Nikita will do well over the next couple of months, no Origin 2. I actually agree with Harry of Horny fame. I think that's a very good shout. I got Britton Nikita last week and I think it's a really, really good get. Mate, as far as second row, if you can't afford Fafita, which fucking sucks, I don't mind the Asako via Jules. If I had to say Asako or Nikita, I reckon Asako probably does outscore him over the next couple of months. So I would go in that direction. I love Maxi Plath, as you all know, but I think you want to chase that upside, especially maybe Max Plath is the answer at 5'8". I don't fucking know. He's playing 80 minutes at the moment and going great guns. Maybe he is the answer, but I think if you can get Isako, man, Kat, the more I talk, the more I'm liking Jermaine Isako. I know I can't afford him. Kat's still not with us. She's still all over struggling. The place.
I actually think I got something in my eye because I started tearing up.
Oh, what do we got next, Kat?
This question is specifically from me. For me, this is from Billy. He said, do you think you can beat the boys in Supercoach this year? And my answer to you, Billy, is that anything is possible. And I don't think I'm setting out with the goal to beat them. I think I want to give it a really good shot. Do you know what I mean? I want to just give my all to the season.
That's the most cowardly thing I've ever heard. You should be out to beat the shit out of me and Tim.
But why would I say that? Because then if it doesn't happen, I'm disappointed.
Gives a fuck if it doesn't happen. Yeah. It's like when teams come out at the start of the season, they're like, oh, we're hoping for the top eight. No, fuck that. You want to win a premiership.
Okay.
You want to go in with that attitude, Kat.
All right.
Because when it does happen, and if you believe in yourself, it will happen, then it's a big middle finger to everyone else.
Billy, you've caused a real upset in here today. Yes, I would love to beat the guys.
Good, yes.
I would love to beat all of you and come first and win 50K.
Yes, yes, good. That's what I want to hear.
Done.
I want you to look down that barrel and say, I'm going to win 50K.
I'm going to win 50K.
Love that.
And if I don't win 50K, Guru will pay me 50K.
Oh, yeah, Guru doesn't have 50K.
Okay, moving
on. Does not. I like that though. We'll clip that up later to use later in the season when she doesn't win. What do we got next?
Morgan. No, this question's not from Morgan Smithies. It's from K8SY.
Casey. I think that's Casey. Casey. Yeah, no, that's probably right. It's probably not Casey. It's Casey. Casey? Casey.
Okay. Morgan Smithies, a sell with better options or a hold over Origin?
I think you should hold Morgan Smithies. I can understand the arguments to sell him. I know he's not lighting up at the moment, but he's also not shitting the bed. He's priced at a 50 average. I think he gets from 45 to 55 every week for the next few weeks. Even if he loses a little bit of money, it really won't be that much. And I think he's a decent hold to have over the Origin period. Yeah, I think he's a good hold. I'm going to hold him, but I can understand if he's the worst thing in your team. Sure, but I just find that hard to believe.
Okay. Matt Diamond, is Val a buy or with Origin looming, should I go to someone else?
I'd go to someone else, mate. Val's pretty fucking expensive at the moment and he is still having his games where they score 30 and he only scores 60-odd points with goal kicking. So I'm very happy to have him. I'm stoked to have him. But with Origin looming, I wouldn't be going out to buying Val. I wouldn't go out and buy Val, especially at the price he's at. I think there's other options that you can go to that will – And Val might score more than who you pick up in the next 5 weeks, but I'm sure over that Origin period, whoever else you pick up will score more during that period. But Val does have a very good record of backing up from Origin. Me and Tim discussed this issue last year. He has a very good record of backing up from Origin. So take that and do what you will with it, but I'd be looking elsewhere.
Cool. Jammin' Powell. Nudie Rudy, I'm late to the party, so I hope this gets a run. One, is Connor Watson a serious shout for a keeper hooker spot? Two, is Terrell May a sell this week or next, given the four-forward bench attack that seems to be the go now that they're all back and unlikely to play Origin? Love your work and see you at the Caxton for 1,000 shooey shooey moi mois.
Yeah, we will be getting stuck into a couple of skewy skewies up there. That'll be unreal.
Did I say shooey shooey?
Shooey shooey, yeah. It could be a shooey shooey moi moi.
A bit of a Daniel Ricciardo.
A bit of a damn Ricciardo, yeah. Nice. But I believe he's trying to say skooey, skooey, moi, moi.
Got it.
Like the great fooey, fooey, moi, moi.
I got the fooey, fooey, moi, moi reference.
Maybe he's saying shooey, shooey, maybe. Maybe he's a real loose unit.
Who knows?
Shout out to Jamin, who's been a regular in Roo Crew and everything over the last few years. Appreciate you, brother. Is Connor Watson a serious shot for a keeper hooker spot? Maybe, mate. I think with Victor Radley back in, I don't think he plays 80 minutes at lock anymore. I also don't think he plays huge minutes at hooker when Brandon Smith's fit. So I don't think he is a keeper. I think that if you had him over the last few weeks, you've done tremendously well. If Victor Radley was to get ruled out for the year all of a sudden, I would seriously consider Connor Watson at hooker, but I don't think he's a keeper there. Terrell May a sell this week. Mate, I think if you held Terrell May through last week, he's going to make a little bit of bicky this week. Even if he is – like, we're going to get to Origin and Lindsay Collins is going to go play. Angus Crichton will go play, I think. So it means that there will be guys shifting around. They'll still have good depth. There's no denying that. But I just think over the next few weeks, he can score a try at some point or something that means he doesn't lose too much value. And it's an extra number for certain bye weeks in a position that fucking sucks. Let's be honest here. If there was someone that was really obvious that you wanted to go to in the front row, I could understand it. Unless you're moving him to the 2RF, which... sure. I just think if you've already got Terrell May, he's got a break even of 15. You know he's got high scoring potential. If they have injuries, HIAs, which are happening all the time in the league, Trent Robinson knows, okay, I can leave Terrell out there for 60 minutes and he will explode. I'd just be holding him for now is my take on it.
Yeah, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. Ming Dynasty Kings. Don't know how I feel about that. Do we think Chris Randall hurts for feeder or should I still grab him?
No, I actually think it helps. I think Chris Randall will play 5'8". I think Kieran Foran will be the dominant ball player. Kieran Foran plays on David Fifita's side. I actually think this helps David Fifita. I think that their attack will run entirely through Kieran Foran, who is the guy that has best utilized Fifita throughout his entire career. So I really like it for Fifita. I think it helps him. So, yeah, if you were looking to buy Fifita this week, I'd be happy still to run with it.
Cool. Jaden Wilkes. Hey, Roo, thanks for the content. Is Edwards an option or do you think he's a chance for Origin?
Thank you, Jaden. Appreciate it, mate. Is Edwards an option? Yes, he is an option. Not for me. The whispers are getting louder and louder that he's going to play fullback for the New South Wales Blues. And, I mean, I think it comes down to him or Teddy unless they go with Turbo there. But I think Turbo being able to play other spots means that he'll play centre or wing. I think Dylan Edwards has every chance to play Origin 1 and 2. I don't want to pay 940K or whatever it is for Dylan Edwards. He doesn't goal kick. When Nathan Cleary's there, he scores a lot less points. I'll happily fall on my sword if in a few weeks' time he's still averaging 100 and killing it, but I just don't think Edwards can do this for too much longer. I think he'll still be a good fullback. I think he'll average, 75-80 for the rest of the season, but I don't think he's an absolute elite talent like his $935 price tag says.
Cool. Joel Norman, is Armstrong a must? Been overseas and haven't had an eye test on him. Plenty of coin for a few upgrades, so don't really need cash in players for other moves.
I wouldn't say he's a must, mate. I am going to go him. I've got those Canberra Raiders boys sitting on my bench, James Schiller and whatnot, that I just want to free up some cash there to make other moves. So I don't think he's an absolute must, but I think that this is the sort of time, the last sort of cheapies that I want to dive on. He's going to make good money. I think his spot is pretty safe over the next few weeks. He's got a bit of attacking upside. We saw that in his first game. So I don't think he's an absolute must-have guy. If the rest of your squad is ticking along nicely and you're happy with the cash that you've generated, good as gold. But he's a guy that I'm looking to downgrade to free up cash to be able to origin plan a little bit better, and he'll continue to make money, and then I can move him to a gun later. But if you're happy with the cash you've made and your cheapies are going well and everything, he's definitely not a must, but I'm definitely going to go him this week.
Cool, cool, cool. Okay, this is the last question.
Yeah.
This one is from Rowan. He said, VC on Walsh and captain on Nico, or VC Isako and captain Drinky?
Definitely the second option in my opinion. VC on Walsh. The Broncos, they play – I'm shooting a blank off the top of my head. I'm never huge on a Walsh VC. You guys know how I feel about Reece Walsh. He's a great player, but he just has to do so much to score well in Supercoach. So I'm not huge on that play, to be honest with you. They play the Eels, who are coming off a bye. I know the Eels have been fucking bang average, but coming off a bye, surely they show something. So – I can understand it, but I think there are better options out there, like a Nathan Cleary, for example, even like an Isaka or Ruben Garrick, I'd probably prefer, but you do you. As far as the other options, the captain options, I really like Drinky as a captain, and I really like the Isaka play. Nico Hines playing Melbourne in Melbourne. I'm still confident he gets 60-plus, but I just don't think he's got the potential to go that 130, 140, 150, which – I think you want to be able to try and chase that each and every week, which Drinkwater does. I also think David Fafita is a very, very solid option this week. So I prefer the second option, Isako into Drinky, mate. Is that us done and dusted, Kathmandu?
That is us done and dusted.
Okay, those are all the questions, guys. As I said, there was like 100 questions in there, so we couldn't get around to all of them, but I'm pretty confident in saying that just about all of your questions and the vibe of the questions would have been answered either today or in Beers and Breakevens. So go and check it out, guys. We'll have more Supercoach content coming throughout the week. I'll try and do as much as I can in the Roo Crew this weekend. I'm going to Auckland, though. My little brother's playing over there on Sunday, so I'm actually flying over on Friday. So I'll be watching the games from over there on a bit of a delay. So it might be a bit of a shit fight. I'm going to look to enjoy myself over in Auckland a little bit too. So I'm not sure how much content we'll get in the Roo Crew this week, guys, but there will be plenty coming your way. And I'll let you know my captains, vice captains, my finalized trades, but I don't see my trades moving from what we said in Beers and Breakevens this week. So thanks for joining us once again, guys. Make sure you join the Roo Crew if you want to be a part of this sort of stuff. The link is in the description.
Bye.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.